Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday afternoon, September the 11th, 2020, 19 years since the brutal terrorist attacks on the Pentagon, on the World Trade Center, on Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Do you remember where you were? Do you remember what you were doing? I've shared with you where I was, what I was doing, but I'm also sharing with you through the eyes of my sons who, well, they weren't really doing anything. Joe wasn't born yet, and Harry was less than 2 months old. So this has always been one of those historical events. For me, for Heidi, this was about as real as it could ever get. I remind you, we were living in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you know what? I was loving life. I was doing mornings at a great radio station. We had a great house with a swimming pool and everything, I thought. And then we've got this little guy who was born in Las Vegas. That's where Harry was born. And after this, Heidi says, I don't want to be this far away from my family. And so we wind up moving back to the East Coast. And I can remember, because in addition to doing the morning show in Las Vegas, I was doing an afternoon show in Philadelphia. And I had to fly on the first day that you were allowed to fly after these attacks. Now, if you remember, for a period of time, the skies were empty. They were never so empty. There wasn't a single solitary airplane anywhere. And going to the airport, McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, I was flying to Philadelphia because they wanted me to move there permanently. And Heidi was flying up to Boston to see her family. And again, it was the first day that you could fly after these terrorist attacks. Nobody knew what they were doing. 2 weeks before, guys were carrying your bags, and 2 weeks after these attacks, all of a sudden, they were security experts, and they were going through your luggage. They didn't know what they were looking for. And I'll tell you something, everybody was silent on the airplane. There wasn't anybody that said a word. And people who ordinarily were very confident, comfortable flyers, man, everybody was a white-knuckle flyer. And again, the world had changed. Congressman Rob Whitman is joining us. I'm always happy to have the congressman with us. Rob, thanks for dropping by.
Jeff, thanks for having me on.
Do you mind sharing with everybody a little glimpse 19 years ago where you were, what you were doing on September the 11th, 2001?
Absolutely, Jeff. I was actually in the old Main Street train station in Richmond. At the time, I worked for the Virginia Department of Health, and we were there in that old train station, kind of an old steel building that was closed in now with cinder blocks. We were in the lower floor. And I'll never forget someone coming to my office and saying, gosh, there was a plane that flew into the World Trade Center. And I thought, well, gosh, that's kind of strange. And I didn't know if it was an airliner, if it was just a little Cessna. So at that point, it was like, well, that's a little unusual that somebody would actually fly into that. It's hard to miss it. And So I thought, and then it wasn't long after that where somebody came back in and said a second plane flew into the other of the twin towers. And at that particular point, all of us in the office knew that something was up. And then it wasn't long after that, too, that we got the word that a plane had flown into the Pentagon. And at that particular point, boy, a high state of anxiety set in with everyone because we weren't sure, number one, what was going on, where the risks were. I mean, we were in a large public building, and we thought, gosh, we wonder what's behind all this. We were in one of the flight paths to Richmond International Airport. So all kinds of scenarios start to float in your head, and you're wondering what in the world is going on. And then you hear the response where all flights were now grounded and the things that were happening across the United States. So, you know, I just remember the state of anxiety growing at a frantic pace as we heard more of this information come in. And then people there were wondering, you know, should we shelter in place? Should we go home? What in the world is going on? So I've never had a feeling like that ever in my life. And to remember that day, and I remember it distinctly. I remember, you know, where I was in my office, who came in to speak to me, what conversations I had with folks around in the office place. And as we all were then obviously distracted from the work we had in front of us and were focused solely on what was happening now in New York City and in Washington, D.C. And then later we heard with a plane going down in Pennsylvania.
You remember the feeling on September the 12th when everybody was an American as opposed to a Democrat or a Republican?
I do, Jeff. I remember a real sense of what brings us together, the things that we have in common. And I think those times of challenge and times of trial and times of danger, you know, bring out in us that very what I call instinctual element of looking toward each other for help and support and looking toward each other for strength and looking what makes us as human beings who we are. And that is the relationships we have with others and seeking not just support, but seeking solace and in turn strength from others. And we know that that's what makes our nation special. It's what makes our community special. It's what makes our Commonwealth special. Is those things that bring us together. And during that time, it was those qualities in everyone that rose to the forefront. People put aside their own individual interests, their own differences, and really went to what I look at as a very instinctual element of what brings us together. What can we do to help our fellow man? Where can we go to do things to help? I just remember talking to friends and having conversations about what can we do to help? You know, is there something that we can do to go to Northern Virginia? And of course they had the Pentagon now, you know, fully under control, but what can we do to help the families? There was just this, just tidal wave of emotion to say, what can we do to help? What can we do to help the first responders and their families in New York? And it was that very primal sense of what can I do to help, my neighbor, my fellow man to make life better for them, to help them through this time of challenge.
You think we can get back to that without going through an event like this again?
I do, Jeff. I think that we can do that. Although what I call the centering events, which kind of block out all the other noise and really center us as to who we are as human beings and what brings us together. I do think that we can do that. It is much more difficult without an event that just completely consumes your attention. But I do think that we can do that because I do still believe strongly that the forces that bind us together as fellow Americans, as fellow human beings, as fellow Virginians is tremendously stronger than those forces that pull us apart. And it takes a little more work sometimes when you tend to look at what is a difference that you have with somebody rather than the things that you have in common. I always tell folks that is more of a challenge. But I do believe that we have it within each of us. And we do have it within us to do the hard work to find those things that we have in common and to start at the small scale. Do the little things, the little things where just help somebody that you see needs help, not worrying about who they are or what they stand for or what they believe in. You know, it's those little things, and those little things start in communities. It starts in little places like Beaver Dam. It starts in little places like Montrose, and it builds, and it really is contagious to others as they say, well, gosh, if they can do it, and I see by example, then I can do it, and I can put aside what normally has been a difference and something that keeps me from doing something. Now it should be a motivator to say, hey, I am compelled to act, just like people were compelled to act in the aftermath of 9/11.
Absolutely. Rob, I appreciate you taking time on this day to join us and share some insight and share some reflection. It's always great to hear you with us, but it's especially touching to I think most of us to just hear what you went through, and I think it shines as a great light and really resonates with folks in our community who are feeling exactly as you are. I just appreciate you taking the time.
Well, Jeff, it's great to be with you. I was really honored to be on the steps, the east steps of the Capitol this morning with other members of Congress as we shared a moment of silence at the exact time that the planes hit the World Trade Center in New York. A really sobering moment, but again, a moment that brought us together.
Indeed. Congressman Rob Whitman. Congressman Whitman represents the 1st District. Happens to be my congressman, and it's always great to have him with us. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.